Some of us will do anything to get what we want. None of us, of course, other people. But, you know, some of us people will do anything to get what we want. These scripture readings today describe, in a way, what happens when these disordered desires, these disordered passions, passions directed to the wrong things, when they're all let out. I mean, the first reading is this inner monologue of the wicked person. Because to that person, to the wicked person, he or she looks at the just people, the good people, those who are just and good, and he sees them as a threat, to him. So they gotta do something about these good people, these goody-two-shoes. And James's letter, the passage we heard from James's letter, continues the same thought. Those people with jealousy and selfishness in their hearts, inevitably it starts coming out. Jesus says the same thing, I think it was maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, that all this stuff comes out, and it starts in here when they're not, when those passions aren't repaired, or when they're directed to the wrong things, and they inevitably start coming out. Where do wars and conflicts come from, as Jesus said in that passage? Well, it comes out from within us. Even the disciples here in this gospel passage, they start arguing over who is better, who has more power, who's the greatest. This can't lead to anywhere good if our passions are unchecked. If we know that it isn't good to eat, it's my standard example I know. If I just eat chocolate cake for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I don't check that passion, well, then I'm going to die of diabetes within the week. I've got to check those passions, those disordered desires. When we don't check them, it wreaks havoc on the world. Where does selfish ambition, in James's words, where does selfish ambition lead to in our communities, or in our businesses, or in our governments, or in the church? James says it leads to disorder and to foul practices. So Jesus knows all this. He knows who we are all the way through. He knows us down to our hearts, down to the bottoms of our hearts. And he fully expects the Jewish leaders to kill him. This is what he's telling the disciples today as they're walking along. He's explaining all this to them. He knows that he's going to die. But he just sees that those leaders, their passions are in control. And they're going to use their God-given brains to figure out how to kill a man legally. God didn't give us brains to figure out how to do this, how to kill people legally. He didn't give us brains so that we can just justify all of our actions, even if ultimately we know they're bad or we know they're wrong. But all the things that we can justify embezzlement if we think hard enough and make plans hard enough. We can justify unjust laws. We can even justify and rationalize killing God. And we rationalize these things, we justify these things in all sorts of ways. Well, that's just the way the world works. The ends justify the means. I was just following orders. These are our standard business practices, and I just have to follow them. That's the way they are. Alternatively, Christ doesn't follow the logic of the world. The child is the model for Jesus. The children are the model. Jesus' logic is different. If he responded with violence, there would be no end to it. It would just be violence, 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 and there would be no end to it. Instead, strangely, Jesus lets their passions play out. He lets it continue on, even though he knows it's going to lead to his own crucifixion. He lets their passions play out on him. And he still wins. It's a reasoning that's not of this world, that our brains just don't understand. It's a higher reasoning. It's a reasoning only that belongs to God. He can still win even when he lets our passions play all the way out. If we, though, make the effort and try to live according to God's passions, it would still be destructive. It would still wreak havoc on the world, but in a different way. It wouldn't match our standard business practices. It would wreak havoc with most of our systems and our mode of life. This is why someone like St. Teresa, Mother Teresa, is so threatening. It just doesn't match, and it's disruptive. But ultimately, those of us, when we follow those the passions of God and follow those instead, eventually it does lead out and turn out for the better and not for the worse. It may be disruptive, but in the best